cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, it's so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-Dude and Daffodils spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to an edition of Cheese Please. If you haven't figured it out, I'm looking at my name tag and it says Snarf-Dude.
I don't have a name tag, but I know my name is Daffodil.
Well, I get so involved, Daffy, that having a name tag on the front of my chest, just in case I forget who I am, is not a bad thing.
Yes. He also has tags in the backs of all of his shirts and his underwear, people.
Well, we don't want to mix it up for anyone else living in the van or in the bunker.
That's me. We don't wear the same underwear.
Well, let's not go there. I'm not going to tell you that story.
Okay.
Anyway, on the show this week, a comedy parody legend by the name of Ray Stevens. He's been around for so long. He's had many, many albums. Occasionally we played a few things, but we're focusing on an album that came out in the 80s called I Have Returned. From where? I don't know. But he has a couple interesting songs we'll play. On top of that, why do you want to play that? Well, you know, the cheesy 1960s Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward inspired an album called Jan and Dean Meet Batman. And we're going to play one of the cuts off that, as Jan and Dean were pretty big in the 1960s with that whole surfing craze with the Beach Boys and everyone else. Jan and Dean were part of it, and they made a Batman song we're going to play. But we're starting off cramming into the van 50 guitars from Tommy Garrett. You know, the guy that likes guitars, probably a little too much.
He's very fond of the guitar. He is definitely fond.
I don't know why, but later on he got rid of his first name and called himself Snuff, probably for something of an illegal substance. I don't know.
No, probably not.
Maybe not. But back when he was Tommy, he had a couple songs. We're going to hear Quiet Village coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Pearly Shells on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. a click away with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
With music that your grandparents would play when the grandkids weren't over. We're reminding you of some of the stuff they'd like to listen to. With the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett and Quiet Village, which was rather quiet. And before that, we had Pearly Shells. From the ocean. Yes. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Right by the ocean. With the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett. Man, I hate to see his bill for recording all this. 50 guitars, you know, 50 guys to play the guitar and all that stuff.
I'm picturing one guy running around playing 50 guitars, actually.
There's an idea. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and we call it Cheese Please.
Yes, and we're playing Ray Stevens now. If you haven't heard about Ray Stevens, man, this guy turns out a lot of stuff.
Well, we're going to, first off, these are cuts from a record called I Have Returned.
Okay.
That came out in 1985.
Gotcha.
This record actually reached number one on the U.S. country chart and went gold.
Wow. So he did pretty good.
He did pretty good at this. But then again, I mean, the man's discography. 50 studio albums, 125 singles, 3 live albums, 67 compilation albums, 3 box sets, 1 extended play. He released his first single in 1957.
So we could, like, basically be a Ray Stevens show for the next year.
We could, except that not all of them are cheesy enough.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, he did reach number one with the streak.
You have listened to all these to make sure that's the case?
But he also reached number one with Everything is Beautiful. That's not Cheese Please approved.
Oh, well,
or
yeah.
Or Misty.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can understand that. Everything is Beautiful is very warm and fuzzy. It's definitely
yes.
not cheesy.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to play some cheesy stuff now. We have the pirate song coming up shortly. Ah, yes, Ray Stevens, a pirate song, baby. Okay, fine.
That was interesting.
And we're starting off, though, with, oh, boy, here's a title for you, Kiss a Pig on
Cheese, Please.
Well, as I was driving down the road one day, I met a pickup truck coming the other way. It hit a big chuck hole and a pig fell out on the blacktop. Well, that farmer didn't notice, kept cutting the jig. So I pulled over and I caught that pig, threw him in my car and did a U-turn right in front of a highway cop. He flashed his lights and pulled me over to the side. By the time he'd finished reading me my rights, that farmer was long gone, didn't have his license or his name. So I asked the officer, what'll it do? He said, why don't you take that pig to the zoo? And I did. You know, we had so much fun, I'm gonna take him to a ball game. Kiss a pig, hug a swine, some of them are good friends of mine. I'm specially prone to those Poland China porkers. I'm more fun than a dog and smarter than a horse, and you might find them a little coarse, but shoot, they ain't near as rude as some New Yorkers. Now that pig was a sight riding in my car, wearing a baseball cap and eating candy bars. Folks would ask his name, he'd say, oink, and they'd say, howdy. Yeah, everybody knew he lived at my home, and I guess that's how he came to be known as Oink Stevens, the ugliest man in Davison County. Well, here a while back, things got real bad. You know, we almost lost everything we had. Old Oink lost a ham, had to build him a little peg leg. But as good as that pig had been to us, heck, we didn't have the heart to eat him all at once. You know, there's some things more important in life than sausage. Kiss a pig, hug a swine, some of them are good friends of mine. Yorkshires and big old red Duroccers. I'm more fun than a dog and smarter than a horse, and you might find them a little coarse, but they ain't near as strange as some of them punk rockers. Well, here a while back, I'm sad to say, in the middle of the night, old Oink limped away. Must have overheard us talking about the coming recession. Yeah, but he was my buddy, and he was my friend. Why, he was my breakfast every now and then, and he never done me no wrong or give me indigestion. Kiss a pig, hug a swine, some of them are good friends of mine. I'm specially prone to those Hampshire porkers. I'm more fun than smarter than a horse, and you might find them a little coarse, but shoot, they ain't near as rude as some New Yorkers.
Give over and embrace the cheese with your weekly dose of musical mayhem.
Cheese.
Thirstiest, black-heartedest pirate captain ever sailed the seven seas. What say we hoist the Jolly Roger, heel o'er to yonder Spanish galleon, lay a few broadsides of Ginner timbers, and swing over on these ear lanyards with our cutlasses in our teeth, and cut them to ribbons and split the booty. What say ye to that, me hearties?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want to do it. Tacky,
tacky, tacky. And don't look at me that way.
Well, if you don't like it, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. Wear me silver buckle slippers and me tight shiny pants. I want to sing and dance.
You want to sing and dance? Ha! Well, you don't like plundering, eh? Well, shiver me timbers, how about treasuring, huh? Rubies and emeralds and pearls, gold doubloons and British sovereigns, silver chalices encrusted with diamonds and jewels, necklaces and bracelets of every shape and size, fit for the crowned heads of Europe, eh? And all buried in a pirate's chest, and I just happen to know where. How about that, me bloodthirsty fuckholes?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it, and I don't want it.
He don't want it.
And I won't do it. I'm an artiste.
An artiste? Well, Mr. Artiste, what do you want?
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. Wear me silver buckle slippers and me tight shiny pants. To sing and dance.
Now listen here. This ain't no floating Gilbert and Sullivan show, you know, for some little flitting Tinkerbell. This here be a black-hearted pirate ship, and I would have you keel on if you weren't my own flesh and blood, you little twit. So you don't like plundering, eh?
I don't like it.
You don't want no treasuring, huh?
I don't want it.
And you probably don't want no grogging and revelling and winching and rumming either, I suppose.
Well, deep down, you want to know the truth? It's not me. I don't want it.
Well, what do you want? As if I didn't already bleeding know.
I want to sing and dance and...
I know, and wear your tight little shiny pants. Okay, we'll all sing and dance. I said we'll all sing and dance. Well, you walk the plank. One, two, three.
I want to sing and dance. I want to sing and dance. I want to be a pirate in the Pirates of Penzance. I like it. I like it.
I kind of like it my own self.
I thought you would.
I want to sing and dance. Rum.
You don't like rum?
Well, no, actually, I might like a little Perrier, maybe, with a little lime in it.
A little Perrier? With a lime in it? What's a lime in it?
Well, do you have any escargot?
Escargot?
What's the soup today?
Soup?
Might have a bit of a salad, too.
Well, what about a bleeding finger bone?
Keith Leeds with Ray Stevens. Apparently, one of them likes to sing and dance.
And wants to be in the Pirates of Penzance.
Ah, that's why you got the pirate song right.
Exactly.
And before that, kiss a pig.
And take it to the zoo and then take it to the ball game.
Yeah, just a couple of the cuts off the album I Have Returned by Ray Stevens. And you have more info on Ray.
Well, one of the things I found interesting about Ray is that he was born Harold Ray Ragsdale.
Oh, okay.
And when he was originally signed to Capitol Records when he was 18, he recorded his first record as Harold Ray Ragsdale.
Oh, okay.
Or Ray Ragsdale, technically.
Okay.
But A&R Chief Ken Nelson of Capitol Records made him change his name.
Wouldn't you?
He said, Ray's Ragsdale does not pop.
No, it doesn't. Stevens makes sense.
Stevens makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But he played the trumpet for an Elvis Presley session. He sang with the Jordanaires. He wrote songs for Skeeter Davis and Dolly Parton.
Wow. So
he helped Waylon Jennings write Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line.
And that was a big country song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, he even hosted the Andy Williams Presents Ray Stevens in 1970. He had his own TV show.
Oh, wow. So he's up there with Mitch Miller.
He's done it all.
And, well,
probably play more of Ray Stevens in the future.
Have found at least five songs that we didn't know existed, dear listener.
Okay.
There will be more Ray Stevens.
And by the way, who are you?
Oh, I'm Daffodil, you're Snarf Dude. This is Cheese Please, and we're going to do this.
Now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Okay, one word. Batman. You may not remember Jan and Dean from the 1960s.
I think some people remember Jan and Dean from the 1960s. They're not, you know, like completely unknown.
But Adam West and Burt Ward and the Batman TV series that was cheesy in itself.
The campy TV show.
Oh, you remember that.
Yes.
That's on DVD and everywhere else these days.
Probably on YouTube.
Yes, but there was an album that came out in 1966 called Jan and Dean Meet Batman. It's sort of a audio, radio-type play in between the songs. It's kind of weird.
It sounds completely weird and totally cheese, please.
Yes, but we're going to play one of the cuts off it right now. Jan and Dean and Batman on
Cheese, Please.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but we need him, and we need him now.
He's known as Bruce Wayne by day, wealthy socialite. But incognito in dress, he finds crime by night. Yeah, it's Batman and Robin, Boy Wonder at his side. Hey now, Riddler, Penguin, Joker, better go and hide. We need the Batman. We need the Batman.
Criminals are a superstitious, cowardly lot, so by disguise must be able to strike terror into their hearts.
Now as the bat signal sweeps across the midnight sky, somewhere in Gotham City, it'll find the Batman's eye. There's a crime wave going on, but not for very long, 'cause the Batman's gonna teach him right from wrong. They call him Batman. They call him Batman.
Did you see that strange car?
No, why?
It was shaped like a bat.
So when you see the Batmobile quickly pass you by, you know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry. Yeah, that dynamic duo's out to prove crime doesn't pay, and from the Batcave our heroes keep evil at bay. We need the Batman. We need the Batman.
Black, terrible,
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat, that's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
Thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Goes Batman coming out of Bronson Canyon. Well, that's what they used for the Batcave in the TV series, right?
Yes, and squealing tires.
Yes, Bronson Canyon. You know what Bronson Canyon is, Daffodil?
No.
It's a canyon in Hollywood, but the actual cave that Batman came out of is actually a tunnel.
Well, that makes sense if you think about it.
It's disappointing. I thought it was like a big cave with all kinds of equipment and everything else in there. No, it's a tunnel.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Ruin your Hollywood dreams.
Oh, I tell you. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and your tornado on the radio has finally spun out. Well, we're almost spun out.
Oh, well, we're very careful here in the van. We don't go over traffic laws or anything like that.
No, we can't afford the tickets.
No.
So we are very safe drivers.
Yes, and well, I tell you, we carry the bare minimum of insurance.
Well, no. I mean, the van's not worth $200, so I mean... Well, if we have accident insurance, we don't have replace the van insurance.
Yeah, like I said, the bare minimum, so we have to be very careful when we drive around looking for the cheese. One quick fact on Ray Stevens to end the show with.
Oh. I lost. Well, don't do that. That makes me nervous.
Or maybe it's...
Do you know that in 2002, after the September 11th attacks, he released an album called Osama Yo Mama.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Which then led to him doing an entire album of political songs.
Oh, wow.
Called We the People.
Oh, he's brave, though.
He's very brave.
In the world of political, you don't know how to actually deal with that. That could be very, very difficult.
Yeah, we probably won't be playing any of those, dear listener, just so you know.
But we're going to do this. Here we go. Here's a piece of paper.
Watch your fingers.
I was careful. Handing off the show this week, we have Freddie Cannon. If you were a rock and roll record.
You go round and round?
Oh, probably. And maybe a little scratchy. Something like that. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. There will be shenanigans.
If you were a rock and roll record, you would be a hit, I know. If you were a rock and roll record, you'd be played on every record show. You'd go around.
Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.